Chapter 21. And it was at that time, at the end of a year and 4 months of Abraham dwelling in the land of the Philistines in Gerar, that God visited Sarah, and the Lord remembered her, and she conceived and bare a son to Abraham. And Abraham called the name of the son which was born to him, which Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac at 8 days old, as God had commanded Abraham to do unto his seed after him. And Abraham was 100, and Sarah 90 years old when Isaac was born to them. And the child grew up, and he was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast upon the day that Isaac was weaned. And Shem and Eber and all the great people of the land, and Abimelech, king of the Philistines, and his servants, and Phicol, the captain of his host, came to eat and drink and rejoice at the feast which Abraham made upon the day of his son Isaac's being weaned. Also Terah, the father of Abraham, and Nahor, his brother, came from Haran, they and all belonging to them, for they greatly rejoiced on hearing that a son had been born to Sarah. And they came to Abraham, and they ate and drank at the feast which Abraham made upon the day of Isaac's being weaned. And Terah and Nahor rejoiced with Abraham, and they remained with him many days in the land of the Philistines. At that time Serug, the son of Reu, died in the first year of the birth of Isaac, son of Abraham. And all the days of Serug were 239 years, and he died. And Ishmael, the son of Abraham, was grown up in those days. He was 14 years old when Sarah bare Isaac to Abraham. And God was with Ishmael, the son of Abraham, and he grew up, and he learned to use the bow, and became an archer. And when Isaac was 5 years old, he was sitting with Ishmael at the door of the tent. And Ishmael came to Isaac and seated himself opposite to him. And he took the bow and drew it, and put the arrow in it, and intended to slay Isaac. And Sarah saw the act which Ishmael desired to do to her son Isaac, and it grieved her exceedingly on account of her son. And she sent for Abraham and said to him, "Cast out this bondwoman and her son, for her son shall not be heir with my son, for thus did he seek to do unto him this day." And Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarah, and he rose up early in the morning, and he took 12 loaves and a bottle of water, which he gave to Hagar, and he sent her away with her son. And Hagar went with her son to the wilderness, and they dwelt in the wilderness of Paran with the inhabitants of the wilderness. And Ishmael was an archer, and he dwelt in the wilderness a long time. And he and his mother afterwards went to the land of Egypt, and they dwelt there. And Hagar took a wife for her son from Egypt, and her name was Meribah. And the wife of Ishmael conceived and bare 4 sons and 2 daughters. And Ishmael and his mother and his wife and children afterward went and returned to the wilderness. And they made themselves tents in the wilderness, in which they dwelt, and they continued to travel and then to rest monthly and yearly. And God gave Ishmael flocks and herds and tents on account of Abraham his father, and the man increased in cattle. And Ishmael dwelt in deserts and in tents, traveling and resting for a long time, and he did not see the face of his father. And in some time after, Abraham said to Sarah his wife, "I will go and see my son Ishmael, for I have a desire to see him, for I have not seen him for a long time." And Abraham rode upon one of his camels to the wilderness to seek his son Ishmael, for he heard that he was dwelling in a tent in the wilderness with all belonging to him. And Abraham went to the wilderness, and he reached the tent of Ishmael about noon. And he asked after Ishmael, and he found the wife of Ishmael sitting in the tent with her children, and Ishmael her husband and his mother were not with them. And Abraham asked the wife of Ishmael, saying, "Where has Ishmael gone?" And she said, "He has gone to the field to hunt." And Abraham was still mounted upon the camel, for he would not get off to the ground, as he had sworn to his wife Sarah that he would not get off from the camel. And Abraham said to Ishmael's wife, "My daughter, give me a little water that I may drink, for I am fatigued from the journey." And Ishmael's wife answered and said to Abraham, We have neither water nor bread. And she continued sitting in the tent and did not notice Abraham, neither did she ask him who he was. But she was beating her children in the tent, and she was cursing them. And she also cursed her husband Ishmael and reproached him. And Abraham heard the words of Ishmael's wife to her children, and he was very angry and displeased. And Abraham called to the woman to come out to him from the tent. And the woman came out and stood opposite to Abraham, for Abraham was still mounted upon the camel. And Abraham said to Ishmael's wife, When thy husband Ishmael returneth home, say these words to him. A very old man from the land of the Philistines came hither to seek thee, and thus was his appearance and figure. I did not ask him who he was, and seeing thou wast not here, he spoke unto me and said, When Ishmael thy husband returneth, tell him thus did this man say, When thou comest home, put away this nail of the tent which thou hast placed here, and place another nail in its stead. And Abraham finished his instructions to the woman, and he turned and went off on the camel homeward. And after that Ishmael came from the chase, he and his mother, and returned to the tent, and his wife spoke these words to him. A very old man from the land of the Philistines came to seek thee, and thus was his appearance and figure. I did not ask him who he was, and seeing thou wast not at home, he said to me, When thy husband cometh home, tell him, Thus saith the old man, Put away the nail of the tent which thou hast placed here, and place another nail in its stead. And Ishmael heard the words of his wife, and he knew that it was his father, and that his wife did not honor him. And Ishmael understood his father's words that he had spoken to his wife. And Ishmael hearkened to the voice of his father. And Ishmael cast off that woman, and she went away. And Ishmael afterward went to the land of Canaan, and he took another wife, and he brought her to his tent, to the place where he then dwelt. And at the end of 3 years, Abraham said, I will go again and see Ishmael my son, for I have not seen him for a long time. And he rode upon his camel and went to the wilderness, and he reached the tent of Ishmael about noon. And he asked after Ishmael, and his wife came out of the tent, and she said, He is not here, my lord, for he has gone to hunt in the fields and to feed the camels. And the woman said to Abraham, Turn in, my lord, into the tent, and eat a morsel of bread, for thy soul must be wearied on account of the journey. And Abraham said to her, I will not stop, for I am in haste to continue my journey, but give me a little water to drink, for I have thirst. And the woman hastened and ran into the tent, and she brought out water and bread to Abraham, which she placed before him, and she urged him to eat. And he ate and drank, and his heart was comforted, and he blessed his son Ishmael. And he finished his meal, and he blessed the Lord, and he said to Ishmael's wife, When Ishmael cometh home, say these words to him. A very old man from the land of the Philistines came hither and asked after thee, and thou wast not here. And I brought him out bread and water, and he ate and drank, and his heart was comforted. And he spoke these words to me, When Ishmael thy husband cometh home, say unto him, The nail of the tent which thou hast is very good. Do not put it away from the tent. And Abraham finished commanding the woman, and he rode off to his home, to the land of the Philistines. And when Ishmael came to his tent, his wife went forth to meet him with joy and a cheerful heart. And she said to him, An old man came here from the land of the Philistines, and thus was his appearance. And he asked after thee, and thou wast not here. So I brought out bread and water, and he ate and drank, and his heart was comforted. And he spoke these words to me, When Ishmael thy husband cometh home, say to him, The nail of the tent which thou hast is very good. Do not put it away from the tent. And Ishmael knew that it was his father, and that his wife had honored him. And the Lord blessed Ishmael. Chapter 22. And Ishmael then rose up and took his wife and his children and his cattle and all belonging to him. And he journeyed from there. And he went to his father in the land of the Philistines. And Abraham related to Ishmael his son the transaction with the first wife that Ishmael took, according to what she did. And Ishmael and his children dwelt with Abraham many days in that land, and Abraham dwelt in the land of the Philistines a long time. And the days increased and reached 26 years, and all belonging to him went from the land of the Philistines and removed to a great distance. And they came near to Hebron, and they remained there. And the servants of Abraham dug wells of water, and Abraham and all belonging to him dwelt by the water. And the servants of Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, heard the report that Abraham's servants had dug wells of water in the borders of the land. And they came and quarreled with the servants of Abraham, and they robbed them of the great well which they had dug. And Abimelech, king of the Philistines, heard of this affair, and he, with Phicol, the captain of his host, and 20 of his men, came to Abraham. And Abimelech spoke to Abraham concerning his servants. And Abraham rebuked Abimelech concerning the well of which his servants had robbed him. And Abimelech said to Abraham, "As the Lord liveth, who created the whole earth, I did not hear of the act which my servants did unto thy servants until this day." And Abraham took 7 ewe lambs and gave them to Abimelech, saying, "Take these, I pray thee, from my hands, that it may be a testimony for me that I dug this well." And Abimelech took the 7 ewe lambs which Abraham had given to him, for he had also given him cattle and herds in abundance. And Abimelech swore to Abraham concerning the well. Therefore he called that well Beersheba, for there they both swore concerning it. And they both made a covenant in Beersheba. And Abimelech rose up with Phicol, the captain of his host, and all his men, and they returned to the land of the Philistines. And Abraham and all belonging to him dwelt in Beersheba, and he was in that land a long time. And Abraham planted a large grove in Beersheba, and he made it 4 gates facing the 4 sides of the earth, and he planted a vineyard in it, so that if a traveler came to Abraham, he entered any gate which was in his road, and remained there, and ate and drank, and satisfied himself, and then departed. For the house of Abraham was always open to the sons of men that passed and repassed, who came daily to eat and drink in the house of Abraham. And any man who had hunger and came to Abraham's house, Abraham would give him bread, that he might eat and drink and be satisfied. And anyone that came naked to his house, he would clothe with garments as he might choose, and give him silver and gold, and make known to him the Lord who had created him in the earth. This did Abraham all his life. And Abraham and his children and all belonging to him dwelt in Beersheba, and he pitched his tent as far as Hebron. And Abraham's brother Nahor and his father and all belonging to them dwelt in Haran, for they did not come with Abraham to the land of Canaan. And children were born to Nahor, which Milcah, the daughter of Haran, and sister to Sarah, Abraham's wife, bare to him. And these are the names of those that were born to him: Uz, Buz, Kemuel, Kesed, Chazo, Pildash, Tidlaf, and Bethuel, being 8 sons. These are the children of Milcah, which she bare to Nahor, Abraham's brother. And Nahor had a concubine, and her name was Reumah, and she also bare to Nahor Zabak, Gakash, Takash, and Macha, being 4 sons. And the children that were born to Nahor were 12 sons, besides his daughters, and they also had children born to them in Haran. And the children of Uz, the firstborn of Nahor, were Abi, Cheref, Gadin, Melas, and Deborah, their sister. And the sons of Buz were Barakel, Naamath, Sheva, and Modunu. And the sons of Kemuel were Aram and Rechab. And the sons of Kesed were Anamlech, Meshai, Benon, and Yiphi. And the sons of Chazo were Pildash, Mekai, and Ofer. And the sons of Pildash were Arud, Chamum, Mered, and Moloch. And the sons of Tidlaf were Mushan, Cushan, and Mutzi. And the children of Bethuel were Sekar, Laban, and their sister Rebekah. These are the families of the children of Nahor that were born to them in Haran. And Aram, the son of Kemuel, and Rechab, his brother, went away from Haran, and they found a valley in the land by the river Euphrates. And they built a city there, and they called the name of the city after the name of Pathor, the son of Aram, that is, Aram, Naharaim, unto this day. And the children of Kesed also went to dwell where they could find a place. And they went, and they found a valley opposite to the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they built there themselves a city, and they called the name of the city Kesed, after the name of their father, that is, the land of Kesdim, unto this day. And the Kesdim dwelt in that land, and they were fruitful, and multiplied exceedingly. And Terah, father of Nahor, and Abraham went and took another wife in his old age, and her name was Pelilah. And she conceived and bare him a son, and he called his name Zobah. And Terah lived 25 years after he begat Zobah. And Terah died in that year, that is, in the 35th year of the birth of Isaac, son of Abraham. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and he was buried in Haran. And Zobah, the son of Terah, lived 30 years and begat Aram, Achlis, and Merik. And Aram, son of Zobah, son of Terah, had 3 wives, and he begat 12 sons and 3 daughters. And the Lord gave to Aram, the son of Zobah, riches and possessions, and abundance of cattle, and flocks and herds, and the man increased greatly. And Aram, the son of Zobah, and his brother, and all his household journeyed from Haran, and they went to dwell where they could find a place, for their property was too great to remain in Haran, for they could not stop in Haran, together with their brethren, the children of Nahor. And Aram, the son of Zobah, went with his brethren, and they found a valley at a distance toward the eastern country, and they dwelt there. And they also built a city there, and they called the name thereof Aram, after the name of their eldest brother, that is, Aram Zobah, to this day. And Isaac, the son of Abraham, was growing up in those days, and Abraham, his father, taught him the way of the Lord, to know the Lord, and the Lord was with him. And when Isaac was 37 years old, Ishmael, his brother, was going about with him in the tent. And Ishmael boasted of himself to Isaac, saying, I was 13 years old when the Lord spoke to my father to circumcise us, and I did according to the word of the Lord which he spoke to my father, and I gave my soul unto the Lord, and I did not transgress his word which he commanded my father. And Isaac answered Ishmael, saying, Why dost thou boast to me about this, about a little bit of thy flesh which thou didst take from thy body, concerning which the Lord commanded thee? As the Lord liveth, the God of my father Abraham, if the Lord should say unto my father, Take now thy son Isaac, and bring him up an offering before me, I would not refrain, but I would joyfully accede to it. And the Lord heard the word that Isaac spoke to Ishmael, and it seemed good in the sight of the Lord, and he thought to try Abraham in this matter. And the day arrived when the sons of God came and placed themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with the sons of God before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said to Satan, What is thy word to me concerning all the children of the earth? And Satan answered the Lord and said, I have seen all the children of the earth who serve thee, and remember thee when they require anything from thee. And when thou givest them the thing which they require from thee, they sit at their ease and forsake thee, and they remember thee no more. Hast thou seen Abraham, the son of Terah, who at first had no children, and he served thee, and erected altars to thee wherever he came, and he brought up offerings upon them, and he proclaimed thy name continually to all the children of the earth? And now that his son Isaac is born to him, he has forsaken thee. He has made a great feast for all the inhabitants of the land, and the Lord he has forgotten. For amidst all that he has done, he brought thee no offering, neither burnt offering nor peace offering, neither ox, lamb, nor goat of all that he killed on the day that his son was weaned. Even from the time of his son's birth till now, being 37 years, he built no altar before thee, nor brought any offering to thee, for he saw that thou didst give what he requested before thee, and he therefore forsook thee. And the Lord said to Satan, Hast thou thus considered my servant Abraham? For there is none like him upon earth, a perfect and an upright man before me, one that feareth God and avoideth evil. As I live, were I to say unto him, Bring up Isaac thy son before me, he would not withhold him from me. Much more if I told him to bring up a burnt offering before me from his flock or herds. And Satan answered the Lord and said, Speak then now unto Abraham as thou hast said, and thou wilt see whether he will not this day transgress and cast aside thy words. Chapter 23. At that time the word of the Lord came to Abraham, and he said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. And he said to him, Take now thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest, even Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which shall be shown to thee, for there wilt thou see a cloud and the glory of the Lord. And Abraham said within himself, How shall I separate my son Isaac from Sarah his mother, in order to bring him up for a burnt offering before the Lord? And Abraham came into the tent, and he sat before Sarah his wife, and he spoke these words to her, My son Isaac is grown up, and he has not for some time studied the service of his God. Now tomorrow I will go and bring him to Shem and Aver his son, and there he will learn the ways of the Lord. For they will teach him to know the Lord, as well as to know that when he prayeth continually before the Lord, he will answer him. Therefore there will he know the way of serving the Lord his God. And Sarah said, Thou hast spoken well. Go, my Lord, and do unto him as thou hast said. But remove him not a great distance from me, neither let him remain there too long, for my soul is bound within his soul. And Abraham said unto Sarah, My daughter, let us pray to the Lord our God, that he may do good with us. And Sarah took her son Isaac, and he abode all that night with her, and she kissed and embraced him, and gave him instructions till morning. And she said to him, O my son, how can my soul separate itself from thee? And she still kissed him and embraced him, and she gave Abraham instructions concerning him. And Sarah said to Abraham, O my Lord, I pray thee, take heed of thy son, and place thine eyes over him, for I have no other son nor daughter but him. Oh, forsake him not. If he be hungry, give him bread, and if he be thirsty, give him water to drink. Do not let him go on foot, neither let him sit in the sun, neither let him go by himself in the road. Neither force him from whatever he may desire, but do unto him as he may say to thee. And Sarah wept bitterly the whole night on account of Isaac, and she gave him instructions till morning. And in the morning Sarah selected a very fine and beautiful garment from those garments which she had in the house, that Abimelech had given to her. And she dressed Isaac her son therewith, and she put a turban upon his head, and she enclosed a precious stone in the top of the turban. And she gave them provision for the road, and they went forth. And Isaac went with his father Abraham, and some of their servants accompanied them to see them off the road. And Sarah went out with them, and she accompanied them upon the road to see them off. And they said to her, Return to the tent. And when Sarah heard the words of her son Isaac, she wept bitterly. And Abraham her husband wept with her, and their son wept with them a great weeping. And also those who went with them wept greatly. And Sarah caught hold of her son Isaac, and she held him in her arms, and she embraced him, and continued to weep with him. And Sarah said, Who knoweth if after this day I shall ever see thee again? And they still wept together, Abraham, Sarah, and Isaac. And all those that accompanied them on the road wept with them. And Sarah afterward turned away from her son, weeping bitterly. And all her men servants and maid servants returned with her to the tent. And Abraham went with Isaac his son to bring him up as an offering before the Lord, as he had commanded him. And Abraham took two of his young men with him, Ishmael the son of Hagar, and Eliezer his servant, and they went together with them. And whilst they were walking in the road, the young men spoke these words to themselves. And Ishmael said to Eliezer, "Now my father Abraham is going with Isaac to bring him up for a burnt offering to the Lord, as he commanded him. Now when he returneth, he will give unto me all that he possesses to inherit after him, for I am his firstborn." And Eliezer answered Ishmael and said, "Surely Abraham did cast thee away with thy mother, and swear that thou shouldest not inherit anything of all he possesses. And to whom will he give all that he has with all his treasures, but unto me, his servant, who has been faithful in his house, who has served him night and day, and has done all that he desired of me? To me will he bequeath at his death all that he possesses." And whilst Abraham was proceeding with his son Isaac along the road, Satan came and appeared to Abraham in the figure of a very aged man, humble and of contrite spirit. And he approached Abraham and said to him, "Art thou silly or brutish, that thou goest to do this thing this day with thine only son? For God gave thee a son in thy latter days, in thy old age, and wilt thou go and slaughter him this day because he committed no violence? And wilt thou cause the soul of thy only son to perish from the earth? Dost thou not know and understand that this thing cannot be from the Lord? For the Lord cannot do unto man such evil upon the earth to say to him, 'Go, slaughter thy child.'" And Abraham heard this and knew that it was the word of Satan who endeavored to draw him aside from the way of the Lord. But Abraham would not hearken to the voice of Satan. And Abraham rebuked him so that he went away. And Satan returned and came to Isaac, and he appeared unto Isaac in the figure of a young man, comely and well favored. And he approached Isaac and said unto him, "Dost thou not know and understand that thy old silly father bringeth thee to the slaughter this day for naught? Now therefore, my son, do not listen nor attend to him, for he is a silly old man, and let not thy precious soul and beautiful figure be lost from the earth." And Isaac heard this, and he said unto Abraham, "Hast thou heard, my father, that which this man has spoken? Even thus has he spoken." And Abraham answered his son Isaac and said to him, "Take heed of him, and do not listen to his words, nor attend to him. For he is Satan, endeavoring to draw us aside this day from the commands of God." And Abraham still rebuked Satan, and Satan went from them. And seeing he could not prevail over them, he hid himself from them. And he went and passed before them in the road, and he transformed himself into a large brook of water in the road. And Abraham and Isaac and his two young men reached that place, and they saw a brook large and powerful as the mighty waters. And they entered the brook and passed through it, and the waters at first reached their legs. And they went deeper in the brook, and the waters reached up to their necks. And they were all terrified on account of the water. And whilst they were going over the brook, Abraham recognized that place, and he knew that there was no water there before. And Abraham said to his son Isaac, "I know this place in which there was no brook nor water. Now therefore it is this Satan who does this to us, to draw us aside this day from the commands of God." And Abraham rebuked him and said unto him, "The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, be gone from us, for we go by the commands of God." And Satan was terrified at the voice of Abraham, and he went away from them. And the place again became dry, as it was at first. And Abraham went with Isaac toward the place that God had told him. And on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place at a distance which God had told him of. And a pillar of fire appeared to him that reached from the earth to heaven, and a cloud of glory upon the mountain, and the glory of the Lord was seen in the cloud. And Abraham said to Isaac, "My son, dost thou see in that mountain which we perceive at a distance that which I see upon it?" And Isaac answered and said unto his father, I see, and lo, a pillar of fire and a cloud, and the glory of the Lord is seen upon the cloud. And Abraham knew that his son Isaac was accepted before the Lord for a burnt offering. And Abraham said unto Eliezer and unto Ishmael his son, Do you also see that which we see upon the mountain, which is at a distance? And they answered and said, We see nothing more than like the other mountains of the earth. And Abraham knew that they were not accepted before the Lord to go with them. And Abraham said to them, Abide ye here with the ass, while I and Isaac my son will go to yonder mount and worship there before the Lord, and then return to you. And Eliezer and Ishmael remained in that place, as Abraham had commanded. And Abraham took wood for a burnt offering, and placed it upon his son Isaac, and he took the fire and the knife, and they both went to that place. And when they were going along, Isaac said to his father, Behold, I see here the fire and wood, and where then is the lamb that is to be the burnt offering before the Lord? And Abraham answered his son Isaac, saying, The Lord has made a choice of thee, my son, to be a perfect burnt offering instead of the lamb. And Isaac said unto his father, I will do all that the Lord spoke to thee with joy and cheerfulness of heart. And Abraham again said unto Isaac his son, Is there in thy heart any thought or counsel concerning this which is not proper? Tell me, my son, I pray thee, O my son, conceal it not from me. And Isaac answered his father Abraham and said unto him, O my father, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, there is nothing in my heart to cause me to deviate either to the right or to the left from the word that he has spoken to thee. Neither limb nor muscle has moved or stirred at this, nor is there in my heart any thought or evil counsel concerning this. But I am of joyful and cheerful heart in this matter, and I say, Blessed is the Lord who has this day chosen me to be a burnt offering before him. And Abraham greatly rejoiced at the words of Isaac, and they went on, and came together to that place that the Lord had spoken of. And Abraham approached to build the altar in that place. And Abraham was weeping, and Isaac took stones and mortar until they had finished building the altar. And Abraham took the wood and placed it in order upon the altar which he had built. And he took his son Isaac and bound him in order to place him upon the wood which was upon the altar, to slay him for a burnt offering before the Lord. And Isaac said to his father, Bind me securely, and then place me upon the altar, lest I should turn and move, and break loose from the force of the knife upon my flesh, and thereof profane the burnt offering. And Abraham did so. And Isaac still said to his father, O my father, when thou shalt have slain me and burnt me for an offering, take with thee that which shall remain of my ashes to bring to Sarah my mother, and say to her, This is the sweet-smelling savor of Isaac, but do not tell her this if she should sit near a well or upon any high place, lest she should cast her soul after me and die. And Abraham heard the words of Isaac, and he lifted up his voice and wept when Isaac spake these words. And Abraham's tears gushed down upon Isaac his son, and Isaac wept bitterly, and he said to his father, Hasten now, O my father, and do with me the will of the Lord our God, as he has commanded thee. And the hearts of Abraham and Isaac rejoiced at this thing which the Lord had commanded them, but the eye wept bitterly whilst the heart rejoiced. And Abraham bound his son Isaac, and placed him on the altar upon the wood. And Isaac stretched forth his neck upon the altar before his father, and Abraham stretched forth his hand to take the knife to slay his son as a burnt offering before the Lord. At that time the angels of mercy came before the Lord and spake to him concerning Isaac, saying, O Lord, thou art a merciful and compassionate king over all that thou hast created in heaven and in earth, and thou supportest them all. Give therefore ransom and redemption instead of thy servant Isaac, and pity, and have compassion upon Abraham and Isaac his son, who are this day performing thy commands. Hast thou seen, O Lord, how Isaac, the son of Abraham, thy servant, is bound down to the slaughter like an animal? Now therefore, let thy pity be roused for them, O Lord. At that time the Lord appeared unto Abraham, and called to him from heaven, and said unto him, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God in performing this act, and in not withholding thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, a ram was caught in a thicket by his horns. That was the ram which the Lord God had created in the earth in the day that he made the earth and heaven. For the Lord had prepared this ram from that day to be a burnt offering instead of Isaac. And this ram was advancing to Abraham when Satan caught hold of him and entangled his horns in the thicket, that he might not advance to Abraham, in order that Abraham might slay his son. And Abraham, seeing the ram advancing to him, and Satan withholding him, fetched him, and brought him before the altar. And he loosened his son Isaac from his binding, and he put the ram in his stead. And Abraham killed the ram upon the altar, and brought it up as an offering in the place of his son Isaac. And Abraham sprinkled some of the blood of the ram upon the altar, and he exclaimed and said, This is in the place of my son, and may this be considered this day as the blood of my son before the Lord. And all that Abraham did on this occasion by the altar, he would exclaim and say, This is in the room of my son, and may it this day be considered before the Lord in the place of my son. And Abraham finished the whole of the service by the altar, and the service was accepted before the Lord, and was accounted as if it had been Isaac. And the Lord blessed Abraham and his seed on that day. And Satan went to Sarah, and he appeared to her in the figure of an old man, very humble and meek. And Abraham was yet engaged in the burnt offering before the Lord. And he said unto her, Dost thou not know all the work that Abraham has made with thine only son this day? For he took Isaac and built an altar, and killed him, and brought him up as a sacrifice upon the altar. And Isaac cried and wept before his father, but he looked not at him, neither did he have compassion over him. And Satan repeated these words, and he went away from her. And Sarah heard all the words of Satan, and she imagined him to be an old man from amongst the sons of men who had been with her son, and had come and told her of these things. And Sarah lifted up her voice and wept, and cried out bitterly on account of her son. And she threw herself upon the ground, and she cast dust upon her head, and she said, Oh, my son, Isaac, my son, oh, that I had this day died instead of thee. And she continued to weep and said, It grieves me for thee, O my son Isaac, oh, that I had died this day in thy stead. And she still continued to weep and said, It grieves me for thee after that I have reared thee, and I have brought thee up. Now my joy is turned into mourning over thee. I that had a longing for thee, and cried and prayed to God till I bear thee at 90 years old. And now hast thou served this day for the knife and the fire to be made an offering. But I console myself with thee, my son, in its being the word of the Lord. For thou didst perform the command of thy God. For who can transgress the word of our God, in whose hands is the soul of every living creature? Thou art just, O Lord our God, for all thy works are good and righteous. For I also am rejoiced with thy word which thou didst command, and whilst mine eye weepeth bitterly, my heart rejoiceth. And Sarah laid her head upon the bosom of one of her handmaids, and she became as still as a stone. She afterward rose up and went about making inquiries till she came to Hebron, and she inquired of all those whom she met walking in the road, and no one could tell her what had happened to her son. And she came with her maid servants and men servants to Kiriath Arba, which is Hebron, and she asked concerning her son. And she remained there while she sent some of her servants to seek where Abraham had gone with Isaac. They went to seek him in the house of Shem and Eber, and they could not find him, and they sought throughout the land, and he was not there. And behold, Satan came to Sarah in the shape of an old man, and he came and stood before her, and he said unto her, I spoke falsely unto thee, for Abraham did not kill his son, and he is not dead. And when she heard the word, her joy was so exceedingly violent on account of her son, that her soul went out through joy. She died and was gathered to her people. And when Abraham had finished his service, he returned with his son Isaac to his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba, and they came home. And Abraham sought for Sarah, and he could not find her, and he made inquiries concerning her. And they said unto him, She went as far as Hebron to seek you both where you had gone, for thus she was informed. And Abraham and Isaac went to her to Hebron, and when they found that she was dead, they lifted up their voices and wept bitterly over her. And Isaac fell upon his mother's face and wept over her, and he said, O, my mother, how hast thou left me, and where hast thou gone? O, how hast thou left me? And Abraham and Isaac wept greatly, and all their servants wept with them on account of Sarah. And they mourned over her a great and heavy mourning. Chapter 24. And the life of Sarah was 127 years, and Sarah died. And Abraham rose up from before his dead to seek a burial place to bury his wife Sarah. And he went and spoke to the children of Heth, the inhabitants of the land, saying, I am a stranger and a sojourner with you in your land. Give me a possession of a burial place in your land, that I might bury my dead from before me. And the children of Heth said unto Abraham, Behold, the land is before thee. In the choice of our sepulchres bury thy dead, for no man shall withhold thee from burying thy dead. And Abraham said unto them, If you are agreeable to this, go and entreat for me to Ephron, the son of Zohar, requesting that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which is in the end of his field, and I will purchase it of him for whatever he desire for it. And Ephron dwelt among the children of Heth, and they went and called for him, and he came before Abraham. And Ephron said unto Abraham, Behold, all thou requirest thy servant will do. And Abraham said, No, but I will buy the cave and the field which thou hast for value, in order that it may be for a possession of a burial place forever. And Ephron answered and said, Behold, the field and the cave are before thee. Give whatever thou desirest. And Abraham said, Only at full value will I buy it from thy hand, and from the hands of those that go in at the gate of the city, and from the hand of thy seed forever. And Ephron and all his brethren heard this, and Abraham weighed to Ephron 400 shekels of silver in the hands of Ephron and in the hands of all his brethren. And Abraham wrote this transaction, and he wrote it and testified it with four witnesses. And these are the names of the witnesses: Amigal, son of Abishna the Hittite; Adikoram, the son of Asunak the Hivite; Abdon, son of Akiram the Gomerite; Bagdil, the son of Abudish the Zidonite. And Abraham took the book of the purchase and placed it in his treasures. And these are the words that Abraham wrote in the book, namely, that the cave and the field Abraham bought from Ephron the Hittite, and from his seed, and from those that go out of his city, and from their seed forever, are to be a purchase to Abraham and to his seed and those that go forth from his loins for a possession of a burial place forever. And he put a signet to it and testified it with witnesses. And the field and the cave that was in it and all that place were made sure unto Abraham and unto his seed after him from the children of Heth. Behold, it is before Mamre in Hebron, which is in the land of Canaan. And after this, Abraham buried his wife Sarah there, and that place and all its boundary became to Abraham and unto his seed for a possession of a burial place. And Abraham buried Sarah with pomp, as observed at the interment of kings, and she was buried in very fine and beautiful garments. And at her bier was Shem, his sons Eber and Abimelech, together with Anar, Ashcol, and Mamre, and all the grand days of the land followed her bier. And the days of Sarah were 127 years, and she died. And Abraham made a great and heavy mourning, and he performed the rites of mourning for 7 days. And all the inhabitants of the land comforted Abraham and Isaac his son on account of Sarah. And when the days of their mourning passed by, Abraham sent away his son Isaac, and he went to the house of Shem and Eber to learn the ways of the Lord and his instructions. And Abraham remained there 3 years. At that time Abraham rose up with all his servants, and they went and returned homeward to Beersheba. And Abraham and all his servants remained in Beersheba. And at the revolution of the year, Abimelech, king of the Philistines, died in that year. He was 193 years old at his death. And Abraham went with his people to the land of the Philistines, and they comforted the whole household and all his servants, and he then turned and went home. And it was after the death of Abimelech that the people of Gerar took Ben-Malek, his son, and he was only 12 years old, and they made him lying in the place of his father. And they called his name Abimelech after the name of his father, for thus it was their custom to do in Gerar. And Abimelech reigned instead of Abimelech his father, and he sat upon his throne. And Lot, the son of Haran, also died in those days, in the 39th year of the life of Isaac. And all the days that Lot lived were 140 years, and he died. And these are the children of Lot that were born to him by his daughters. The name of the firstborn was Moab, and the name of the second was Ben-Ammi. And the two sons of Lot went and took themselves wives from the land of Canaan, and they bare children to them. And the children of Moab were Ed, Mayon, Tarsus, and Canveel, 4 sons. These are fathers to the children of Moab unto this day. And all the families of the children of Lot went to dwell wherever they should light upon, for they were fruitful and increased abundantly. And they went and built themselves cities in the land where they dwelt, and they called the names of the cities which they built after their own names. And Nahor, the son of Terah, brother to Abraham, died in those days, in the 40th year of the life of Isaac. And all the days of Nahor were 172 years, and he died and was buried in Haran. And when Abraham heard that his brother was dead, he grieved sadly, and he mourned over his brother many days. And Abraham called for Eliezer, his head servant, to give him orders concerning his house, and he came and stood before him. And Abraham said to him, Behold, I am old. I do not know the day of my death, for I am advanced in days. Now therefore, rise up, go forth, and do not take a wife for my son from this place and from this land, from the daughters of the Canaanites amongst whom we dwell. But go to my land and to my birthplace, and take from thence a wife for my son. And the Lord God of heaven and earth, who took me from my father's house and brought me to this place, and said unto me, To thy seed will I give this land for an inheritance forever. He will send his angel before thee, and prosper thy way, that thou mayest obtain a wife for my son from my family and from my father's house. And the servant answered his master, Abraham, and said, Behold, I go to thy birthplace, and to thy father's house, and take a wife for thy son from there. But if the woman be not willing to follow me to this land, shall I take thy son back to the land of thy birthplace? And Abraham said unto him, Take heed that thou bring not my son hither again, for the Lord, before whom I have walked, he will send his angel before thee, and prosper thy way. And Eliezer did as Abraham ordered him. And Eliezer swore unto Abraham his master upon this matter. And Eliezer rose up, and took 10 camels of the camels of his master, and 10 men from his master's servants with him. And they rose up and went to Haran, the city of Abraham and Nahor, in order to fetch a wife for Isaac the son of Abraham. And whilst they were gone, Abraham sent to the house of Shem and Eber, and they brought from thence his son Isaac. And Isaac came home to his father's house, to Beersheba, whilst Eliezer and his men came to Haran. And they stopped in the city by the watering place, and he made his camels to kneel down by the water, and they remained there. And Eliezer, Abraham's servant, prayed and said, O God of Abraham, my master, send me, I pray thee, good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master, that thou shalt appoint this day a wife for my master's son from his family. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Eliezer for the sake of his servant Abraham. And he happened to meet with the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, brother to Abraham, and Eliezer came to her house. And Eliezer related to them all his concerns, and that he was Abraham's servant, and they greatly rejoiced at him. And they all blessed the Lord who brought this thing about, and they gave him Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel, for a wife for Isaac. And the young woman was of very comely appearance. She was a virgin, and Rebekah was 10 years old in those days. And Bethuel and Laban and his children made a feast on that night, and Eliezer and his men came and ate and drank and rejoiced there on that night. And Eliezer rose up in the morning, he and the men that were with him, and he called to the whole household of Bethuel, saying, Send me away, that I may go to my master. And they rose up and sent away Rebekah and her nurse Deborah, the daughter of Uz, and they gave her silver and gold, men servants and maid servants, and they blessed her. And they sent Eliezer away with his men, and the servants took Rebekah, and he went and returned to his master to the land of Canaan. And Isaac took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he brought her into the tent. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah, the daughter of his uncle Bethuel, for a wife. Chapter 25. And it was at that time that Abraham again took a wife in his old age, and her name was Keturah, from the land of Canaan. And she bare unto him Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shuach, being 6 sons. And the children of Zimran were Abihan, Molech, and Narim. And the sons of Jokshan were Sheba and Dedan. And the sons of Medan were Amida, Joab, Gochi, Elisha, Noptach. And the sons of Midian were Ephah, Afer, Chanak, Abida, and Eldaah. And the sons of Ishbak were Makiro, Bayodua, and Tator. And the sons of Shuach were Bildad, Mamdad, Munan, and Maban. All these are the families of the children of Keturah, the Canaanitish woman, which she bare unto Abraham the Hebrew. And Abraham sent all these away, and he gave them gifts. And they went away from his son Isaac to dwell wherever they should find a place. And all these went to the mountain at the east, and they built themselves 6 cities, in which they dwelt unto this day. But the children of Sheba and Dedan, children of Jokshan, with their children, did not dwell with their brethren in their cities. And they journeyed and encamped in the countries and wildernesses unto this day. And the children of Midian, son of Abraham, went to the east of the land of Cush. And they there found a large valley in the eastern country. And they remained there and built a city, and they dwelt therein, that is, the land of Midian, unto this day. And Midian dwelt in the city which he built, he and his 5 sons, and all belonging to him. And these are the names of the sons of Midian, according to their names in their cities: Ephah, Afer, Chanak, Abida, and Eldaah. And the sons of Ephah were Methach, Meshar, Avi, and Sunua. And the sons of Afer were Ephron, Zur, Aliron, and Medin. And the sons of Chanak were Reuel, Rechem, Azi, Al-Yashub, and Alad. And the sons of Abida were Chur, Melud, Kiruri, Molkai. And the sons of Eldaah were Miker, and Reba, and Malchiah, and Gebal. And these are the names of the Midianites according to their families, And afterward the families of Midian spread throughout the land of Midian. And these are the generations of Ishmael, the son of Abraham, whom Hagar, Sarah's handmaid, bare unto Abraham. And Ishmael took a wife from the land of Egypt, and her name was Ribah, the same is Meribah. And Ribah bare unto Ishmael Nabaioth, Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, and their sister Bosmath. And Ishmael cast away his wife Ribah, and she went from him and returned to Egypt, to the house of her father, and she dwelt there. For she had been very bad in the sight of Ishmael, and in the sight of his father Abraham. And Ishmael afterward took a wife from the land of Canaan, and her name was Malkuth. And she bare unto him Nishma, Duma, Masa, Chadad, Tema, Yeter, Naphish, and Kedma. And these are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names, being 12 princes according to their nations. And the families of Ishmael afterward spread forth. And Ishmael took his children and all the property that he had gained, together with the souls of his household and all belonging to him, and they went to dwell where they should find a place. And they went and dwelt near the wilderness of Paran. And their dwelling was from Havilah unto Shur, that is, before Egypt, as thou comest towards Assyria. And Ishmael and his sons dwelt in the land, and they had children born to them, and they were fruitful and increased abundantly. And these are the names of the sons of Nebaioth, the firstborn of Ishmael, Mend, Send, Mayon, and the sons of Kedar were Alyon, Kizem, Chamad, and Eli. And the sons of Adbeel were Chamad and Javid. And the sons of Mibsam were Obadiah, Ebed-Melech, and Yeush. These are the families of the children of Ribai, the wife of Ishmael. And the sons of Mishma, the son of Ishmael, were Shamua, Zecharion, and Obed. And the sons of Duma were Kezed, Eli, Machmed, and Ahmed. And the sons of Masa were Melon, Mula, and Abidadan. And the sons of Chadad were Azur, Minzar, and Ebed-Melech. The sons of Tema were Seir, Sadan, and Yakal. And the sons of Yetur were Merith, Yaish, Alyo, and Pakoth. And the sons of Naphish were Ebed-Tamed, Abiyasaph, and Mir. And the sons of Kedma were Kalip, Takti, and Omir. These were the children of Malkuth, the wife of Ishmael, according to their families. All these are the families of Ishmael, according to their generations. And they dwelt in those lands wherein they had built themselves cities unto this day. And Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel, the wife of Abraham's son Isaac, was barren in those days. She had no offspring, and Isaac dwelt with his father in the land of Canaan. And the Lord was with Isaac, and Arpachshad, the son of Shem, the son of Noah, died in those days, in the 48th year of the life of Isaac. And all the days that Arpachshad lived were 438 years, and he died. Chapter 26. And in the 59th year of the life of Isaac, the son of Abraham, Rebekah, his wife, was still barren in those days. And Rebekah said unto Isaac, Truly I have heard, my lord, that thy mother Sarah was barren in her days, until my lord Abraham, thy father, prayed for her, and she conceived by him. Now therefore, stand up, pray thou also to God, and he will hear thy prayer, and remember us through his mercies. And Isaac answered his wife Rebekah, saying, Abraham has already prayed for me to God to multiply his seed. Now therefore this barrenness must proceed to us from thee. And Rebekah said unto him, But arise now, thou also, and pray, that the Lord may hear thy prayer and grant me children. And Isaac hearkened to the words of his wife. And Isaac and his wife rose up, and went to the land of Moriah to pray there and to seek the Lord. And when they had reached that place, Isaac stood up and prayed to the Lord on account of his wife, because she was barren. And Isaac said, O Lord, God of heaven and earth, whose goodness and mercies fill the earth, thou who didst take my father from his father's house and from his birthplace, and didst bring him unto this land, and didst say unto him, To thy seed will I give the land, and thou didst promise him, and didst declare unto him, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand of the sea. Now may thy words be verified which thou didst speak unto my father. For thou art the Lord our God, our eyes are toward thee to give us seed of men, as thou didst promise us. For thou art the Lord our God, and our eyes are directed toward thee only. And the Lord heard the prayer of Isaac the son of Abraham, and the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And in about 7 months, after the children struggled together within her, and it pained her greatly that she was wearied on account of them, and she said to all the women who were then in the land, Did such a thing happen to you as it has to me? And they said unto her, No. And she said unto them, Why am I alone in this amongst all women that were upon earth? And she went to the land of Moriah to seek the Lord on account of this. And she went to Shem and Eber his son to make inquiries of them in this matter, and that they should seek the Lord in this thing respecting her. And she also asked Abraham to seek and inquire of the Lord about all that had befallen her. And they all inquired of the Lord concerning this matter, and they brought her word from the Lord and told her, Two children are in thy womb, and two nations shall rise from them, and one nation shall be stronger than the other, and the greater shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were completed, she knelt down, and behold, there were twins in her womb, as the Lord had spoken to her. And the first came out red all over like a hairy garment. And all the people of the land called his name Esau, saying, That this one was made complete from the womb. And after that came his brother, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel. Therefore they called his name Jacob. And Isaac, the son of Abraham, was 60 years old when he begat them. And the boys grew up to their 15th year, and they came amongst the society of men. Esau was a designing and deceitful man, and an expert hunter in the field. And Jacob was a man, perfect and wise, dwelling in tents, feeding flocks, and learning the instructions of the Lord, and the commands of his father and mother. And Isaac and the children of his household dwelt with his father Abraham in the land of Canaan, as God had commanded them. And Ishmael, the son of Abraham, went with his children and all belonging to them, and they returned there to the land of Havilah, and they dwelt there. And all the children of Abraham's concubines went to dwell in the land of the east, for Abraham had sent them away from his son, and had given them presents, and they went away. And Abraham gave all that he had to his son Isaac, and he also gave him all his treasures. And he commanded him, saying, Dost thou not know and understand the Lord God in heaven and in earth, and there is no other beside him? And it was he who took me from my father's house, and from my birthplace, and gave me all the delights upon earth, who delivered me from the counsel of the wicked, for in him did I trust. And he brought me to this place, and he delivered me from Ur-Kasdim, and he said unto me, To thy seed will I give all these lands, and they shall inherit them when they keep my commandments, my statutes, and my judgments, that I have commanded thee, and which I shall command them. Now therefore, my son, hearken to my voice, and keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I commanded thee. Do not turn from the right way either to the right or to the left, in order that it may be well with thee and thy children after thee forever. And remember the wonderful works of the Lord, and his kindness that he has shown towards us, in having delivered us from the hands of our enemies. And the Lord our God caused them to fall into our hands. And now, therefore, keep all that I have commanded thee, and turn not away from the commandments of thy God, and serve none besides him, in order that it may be well with thee and thy seed after thee. And teach thou thy children and thy seed the instructions of the Lord and his commandments, and teach them the upright way in which they should go, in order that it may be well with them forever. And Isaac answered his father and said unto him, That which my Lord has commanded, that will I do, and I will not depart from the commands of the Lord my God. I will keep all that he has commanded me. And Abraham blessed his son Isaac, and also his children. And Abraham taught Jacob the instruction of the Lord and his ways. And it was at that time that Abraham died, in the 15th year of the life of Jacob and Esau, the sons of Isaac. And all the days of Abraham were 175 years. And he died and was gathered to his people in good old age, old and satisfied with days. And Isaac and Ishmael, his sons, buried him. And when the inhabitants of Canaan heard that Abraham was dead, they all came with their kings and princes, and all their men to bury Abraham. And all the inhabitants of the land of Haran, and all the families of the house of Abraham, and all the princes and grandees and the sons of Abraham by the concubines, all came when they heard of Abraham's death. And they requited Abraham's kindness, and comforted Isaac his son. And they buried Abraham in the cave which he bought from Ephron the Hittite and his children for the possession of a burial place. And all the inhabitants of Canaan and all those who had known Abraham wept for Abraham a whole year, and men and women mourned over him. And all the little children and all the inhabitants of the land wept on account of Abraham, for Abraham had been good to them all, and because he had been upright with God and men. And there arose not a man who feared God like unto Abraham, for he had feared his God from his youth, and had served the Lord, and had gone in all his ways during his life, from his childhood to the day of his death. And the Lord was with him, and delivered him from the counsel of Nimrod and his people. And when he made war with the four kings of Elam, he conquered them. And he brought all the children of the earth to the service of God. And he taught them the ways of the Lord, and caused them to know the Lord. And he formed a grove, and he planted a vineyard therein. And he had always prepared in his tent meat and drink to those that passed through the land, that they might satisfy themselves in his house. And the Lord God delivered the whole earth on account of Abraham. And it was after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac and his children. And the Lord was with Isaac as he had been with his father Abraham. For Isaac kept all the commandments of the Lord as Abraham his father had commanded him. And he did not turn to the right or to the left from the right path which his father had commanded him. Chapter 27. And Esau at that time, after the death of Abraham, frequently went in the field to hunt. And Nimrod, king of Babel, the same was Amraphel, also frequently with his mighty men to hunt in the field, and to walk about with his men in the cool of the day. And Nimrod was observing Esau all the days, for a jealousy was formed in the heart of Nimrod against Esau all the days. And on a certain day Esau went in the field to hunt, and he found Nimrod walking in the wilderness with his two men. And all his mighty men and his people were with him in the wilderness, but they removed at a distance from him, and they went from him in different directions to hunt. And Esau concealed himself for Nimrod, and he lurked for him in the wilderness. And Nimrod and his men that were with him did not know him, and Nimrod and his men frequently walked about in the field at the cool of the day, and to know where his men were hunting in the field. And Nimrod and two of his men that were with him came to the place where they were when Esau started suddenly from his lurking place. And he drew his sword and hastened and ran to Nimrod and cut off his head. And Esau fought a desperate fight with the two men that were with Nimrod. And when they called out to him, Esau turned to them and smote them to death with his sword. And all the mighty men of Nimrod who had left him to go to the wilderness heard the cry at a distance, and they knew the voices of those two men, and they ran to know the cause of it. When they found their king and the two young men that were with him lying dead in the wilderness. And when Esau saw the mighty men of Nimrod coming at a distance, He fled, and thereby escaped. And Esau took the valuable garments of Nimrod, which Nimrod's father had bequeathed to Nimrod, and with which Nimrod prevailed over the whole land, and he ran and concealed them in his house. And Esau took those garments, and ran into the city on account of Nimrod's men. And he came unto his father's house, wearied and exhausted from fight. And he was ready to die through grief when he approached his brother Jacob and sat before him. And he said unto his brother Jacob, Behold, I shall die this day, and wherefore then do I want the birthright? And Jacob acted wisely with Esau in this matter. And Esau sold his birthright to Jacob, for it was so brought about by the Lord. And Esau's portion in the cave of the field of Machpelah, which Abraham had bought from the children of Heth for a possession of a burial ground, Esau also sold to Jacob. And Jacob bought all this from his brother Esau for a value given. And Jacob wrote the whole of this in a book, and testified the same with witnesses, and he sealed it, and the book remained in the hands of Jacob. And when Nimrod the son of Cush died, his men lifted him up, and brought him in consternation, and buried him in his city. And all the days that Nimrod lived were 215 years, and he died. And the days that Nimrod reigned upon the people of the land were 185 years. And Nimrod died by the sword of Esau, in shame and contempt. And the seed of Abraham caused his death, as he had seen in his dream. And at the death of Nimrod, his kingdom became divided into many divisions. And all those parts that Nimrod reigned over were restored to the respective kings of the land, who recovered them after the death of Nimrod. And all the people of the house of Nimrod were for a long time enslaved to all the other kings of the land. Chapter 28. And in those days, after the death of Abraham, in that year the Lord brought a heavy famine in the land. And whilst the famine was raging in the land of Canaan, Isaac rose up to go down to Egypt on account of the famine, as his father Abraham had done. And the Lord appeared that night to Isaac, and he said to him, Do not go down to Egypt, but rise and go to Gerar, to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, and remain there till the famine shall cease. And Isaac rose up and went to Gerar, as the Lord commanded him, and he remained there a full year. And when Isaac came to Gerar, the people of the land saw that Rebekah his wife was of a beautiful appearance. And the people of Gerar asked Isaac concerning his wife, and he said, She is my sister. For he was afraid to say she was his wife, lest the people of the land should slay him on account of her. And the princes of Abimelech went and praised the woman to the king, but he answered them not, neither did he attend to their words. But he heard them say that Isaac declared her to be his sister, so the king reserved this within himself. And when Isaac had remained 3 months in the land, Abimelech looked out at the window, and he saw, and behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebekah his wife. For Isaac dwelt in the outer house belonging to the king, so that the house of Isaac was opposite the house of the king. And the king said unto Isaac, What is this thou hast done to us in saying of thy wife, She is my sister? How easily might one of the great men of the people have lain with her, and thou wouldest have brought guilt upon us. And Isaac said unto Abimelech, Because I was afraid, lest I die on account of my wife. Therefore I said, She is my sister. At that time Abimelech gave orders to all his princes and great men, and they took Isaac and Rebekah his wife, and brought them before the king. And the king commanded that they should dress them in princely garments, and make them ride through the streets of the city, and proclaim before them throughout the land, saying, This is the man, and this is his wife. Whoever toucheth this man or his wife shall surely die. And Isaac returned with his wife to the king's house. And the Lord was with Isaac, and he continued to wax great, and lacked nothing. And the Lord caused Isaac to find favor in the sight of Abimelech, and in the sight of all his subjects. And Abimelech acted well with Isaac, for Abimelech remembered the oath and the covenant that existed between his father and Abraham. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, Behold, the whole earth is before thee. Dwell wherever it may seem good in thy sight, until thou shalt return to thy land. And Abimelech gave Isaac fields and vineyards, and the best part of the land of Gerar, to sow and reap and eat the fruits of the ground until the days of the famine should have passed by. And Isaac sowed in that land and received 100-fold in the same year. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great, and he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants. And when the days of the famine had passed away, the Lord appeared to Isaac and said unto him, Rise up, go forth from this place, and return to thy land, to the land of Canaan. And Isaac rose up and returned to Hebron, which is in the land of Canaan, he and all belonging to him, as the Lord commanded him. And after this, Shelah, the son of Arpachshad, died in that year, which is the 18th year of the lives of Jacob and Esau. And all the days that Shelah lived were 433 years, and he died. At that time Isaac sent his younger son Jacob to the house of Shem and Eber, and he learned the instructions of the Lord. And Jacob remained in the house of Shem and Eber for 32 years. And Esau and his brother did not go, for he was not willing to go, and he remained in his father's house in the land of Canaan. And Esau was continually hunting in the fields to bring home what he could get. So did Esau all the days. And Esau was a designing and deceitful man, one who hunted after the hearts of men and inveigled them. And Esau was a valiant man in the field, and in the course of time went as usual to hunt. And he came as far as the field of Seir, the same as Edom. And he remained in the land of Seir, hunting in the field 1 year and 4 months. And Esau there saw in the land of Seir the daughter of a man of Canaan, and her name was Jehudith, the daughter of Beeri, son of Aphar, from the families of Heth, the son of Canaan. And Esau took her for a wife, and he came unto her. 40 years old was Esau when he took her, and he brought her to Hebron, the land of his father's dwelling place, and he dwelt there. And it came to pass in those days, in 110th year of the life of Isaac, that is, in the 50th year of the life of Jacob, in that year died Shem, the son of Noah. Shem was 600 years old at his death. And when Shem died, Jacob returned to his father, to Hebron, which is in the land of Canaan. And in the 56th year of the life of Jacob, people came from Haran, and Rebekah was told concerning her brother Laban, the son of Bethuel. For the wife of Laban was barren in those days, and bare no children, and also all his handmaids bare none to him. And the Lord afterward remembered Adinah, the wife of Laban, and she conceived and bare 2 daughters. And Laban called the names of his daughters, the name of the elder Leah, and the name of the younger Rachel. And those people came and told these things to Rebekah, and Rebekah rejoiced greatly that the Lord had visited her brother, and that he had got children. Chapter 29. And Isaac, the son of Abraham, became old and advanced in days, and his eyes became heavy through age. They were dim and could not see. At that time Isaac called unto Esau his son, saying, Get, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow. Rise up, and go forth into the field, and get me some venison, and make me savory meat, and bring it to me, that I may eat, in order that I may bless thee before my death, as I have now become old and gray-headed. And Esau did so. And he took his weapon and went forth into the field to hunt for venison, as usual, to bring to his father as he had ordered him, so that he might bless him. And Rebekah heard all the words that Isaac had spoken unto Esau, and she hastened and called her son Jacob, saying, Thus did thy father speak unto thy brother Esau, and thus did I hear. Now therefore, hasten thou, and make that which I shall tell thee. Rise up and go, I pray thee, to the flock, and fetch me 2 fine kids of the goats, and I will get the savory meat for thy father, And thou shalt bring the savory meat, that he may eat before thy brother shall have come from the chase, in order that thy father may bless thee. And Jacob hastened and did as his mother had commanded him. And he made the savory meat, and brought it before his father, before Esau had come from his chase. And Isaac said unto Jacob, Who art thou, my son? And he said, I am thy firstborn, Esau. I have done as thou didst order me. Now therefore, rise up, I pray thee, and eat of my hunt, in order that my soul may bless me as thou didst speak unto me. And Isaac rose up, and he ate, and he drank, and his heart was comforted. And he blessed Jacob, and Jacob went away from his father. And as soon as Isaac had blessed Jacob, and he had gone away from him, behold, Esau came from his hunt from the field, and he also made savory meat, and brought it to his father to eat thereof, and to bless him. And Isaac said unto Esau, And who was he that has taken venison, and brought it me before thou camest, and whom I did bless? And Esau knew that his brother Jacob had done this, and the anger of Esau was kindled against his brother Jacob, that he had acted thus toward him. And Esau said, Is he not rightly called Jacob? For he has supplanted me twice. He took away my birthright, and now he has taken away my blessing. And Esau wept greatly. And when Isaac heard the voice of his son Esau weeping, Isaac said unto Esau, What can I do, my son? Thy brother came with subtlety and took away thy blessing. And Esau hated his brother Jacob on account of the blessing that his father had given him, and his anger was greatly roused against him. And Jacob was very much afraid of his brother Esau, and he rose up and fled to the house of Abar the son of Shem, and he concealed himself there on account of his brother. And Jacob was 63 years old when he went forth from the land of Canaan, from Hebron. And Jacob was concealed in Abar's house 14 years on account of his brother Esau, and he there continued to learn the ways of the Lord and his commandments. And when Esau saw that Jacob had fled and escaped from him, and that Jacob had cunningly obtained the blessing, then Esau grieved exceedingly, and he was also vexed at his father and mother. And he also rose up and took his wife, and went away from his father and mother to the land of Seir, and he dwelt there. And Esau saw there a woman from amongst the daughters of Heth, whose name was Bozmah, the daughter of Elon the Hittite. And he took her for a wife in addition to his first wife. And Esau called her name Ada, saying, The blessing had in that time passed from him. And Esau dwelt in the land of Seir 6 months, without seeing his father and mother. And afterward Esau took his wives, and rose up, and returned to the land of Canaan. And Esau placed his two wives in his father's house in Hebron. And the wives of Esau vexed and provoked Isaac and Rebekah with their works, for they walked not in the ways of the Lord, but served their father's gods of wood and stone, as their father had taught them. And they were more wicked than their father. And they went according to the evil desires of their hearts, and they sacrificed and burnt incense to the Baalim. And Isaac and Rebekah became weary of them. And Rebekah said, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these which are of the daughters of the land, what good then is life unto me? And in those days Ada, the wife of Esau, conceived and bare him a son. And Esau called the name of the son that was born unto him Eliphaz. And Esau was 65 years old when she bare him. And Ishmael, the son of Abraham, died in those days, in the 64th year of the life of Jacob. And all the days that Ishmael lived were 137 years, and he died. And when Isaac heard that Ishmael was dead, he mourned for him, and Isaac lamented over him many days. And at the end of 14 years of Jacob's residing in the house of Abar, Jacob desired to see his father and mother. And Jacob came to the house of his father and mother, to Hebron. And Esau had in those days forgotten what Jacob had done to him in having taken the blessing from him in those days. And when Esau saw Jacob coming to his father and mother, he remembered what Jacob had done to him, and he was greatly incensed against him, and he sought to slay him. And Isaac, the son of Abraham, was old and advanced in days, and Esau said, Now my father's time is drawing nigh that he must die, and when he shall die, I shall slay my brother Jacob. And this was told to Rebekah, and she hastened and sent and called for Jacob her son, and she said unto him, Arise, go, and flee to Haran, to my brother Laban, and remain there for some time, until thy brother's anger be turned from thee, and then shalt thou come back. And Isaac called unto Jacob, and said unto him, Take not a wife from the daughters of Canaan, for thus did our father Abraham command us, according to the word of the Lord, which he had commanded him, saying, Unto thy seed will I give this land. If thy children keep my covenant that I made with thee, then will I also perform to thy children that which I have spoken unto thee, and I will not forsake them. Now therefore, my son, hearken to my voice, to all that I shall command thee, and refrain from taking a wife from amongst the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Haran, to the house of Bethuel, my mother's father, and take unto thee a wife from there, from the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. Therefore take heed, lest thou shouldest forget the Lord thy God and all his ways in the land to which thou goest, and shouldest get connected with the people of the land, and pursue vanity, and forsake the Lord thy God. But when thou comest to the land, serve there the Lord. Do not turn to the right or to the left from the way which I commanded thee, and which thou didst learn. And may the Almighty God grant thee favor in the sight of the people of the earth, that thou mayest take there a wife according to thy choice, one who is good and upright in the ways of the Lord. And may God give unto thee and thy seed the blessing of thy father Abraham, and make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, and mayest thou become a multitude of people in the land whither thou goest. And may God cause thee to return to this land, the land of thy father's dwelling, with children and with great riches, with joy and with pleasure. And Isaac finished commanding Jacob and blessing him, and he gave him many gifts, together with silver and gold, and he sent him away. And Jacob hearkened to his father and mother. He kissed them and arose and went to Padan Aram. And Jacob was 77 years old when he went out from the land of Canaan, from Beersheba. And when Jacob went away to go to Haran, Esau called unto his son Eliphaz, and secretly spoke unto him, saying, Now hasten, take thy sword in thy hand, and pursue Jacob, and pass before him in the road, and lurk for him, and slay him with thy sword in one of the mountains, and take all belonging to him, and come back. And Eliphaz, the son of Esau, was an active man, an expert with the bow, as his father had taught him, and he was a noted hunter in the field, and a valiant man. And Eliphaz did as his father had commanded him. And Eliphaz was at that time 13 years old. And Eliphaz rose up and went and took 10 of his mother's brothers with him and pursued Jacob. And he closely followed Jacob, and he lurked for him in the border of the land of Canaan, opposite to the city of Shechem. And Jacob saw Eliphaz and his men pursuing him, and Jacob stood still in the place in which he was going, in order to know what this was, for he did not know the thing. And Eliphaz drew his sword, and he went on advancing, he and his men, toward Jacob. And Jacob said unto them, What is to do with you that you have come hither, and what meaneth it that you pursue with your swords? And Eliphaz came near to Jacob, and he answered and said unto him, Thus did my father command me, and now therefore I will not deviate from the orders which my father gave me. And when Jacob saw that Esau had spoken to Eliphaz to employ force, Jacob then approached and supplicated Eliphaz and his men, saying to him, Behold, all that I have, and which my father and mother gave unto me, that take unto thee, and go from me, and do not slay me, and may this thing be accounted unto thee a righteousness. And the Lord caused Jacob to find favor in the sight of Eliphaz, the son of Esau, and his men, and they hearkened to the voice of Jacob, and they did not put him to death. And Eliphaz and his men took all belonging to Jacob, together with the silver and gold that he had brought with him from Beersheba. They left him nothing. And Eliphaz and his men went away from him, and they returned to Esau to Beersheba, and they told him all that had occurred to them with Jacob, and they gave him all that they had taken from Jacob. And Esau was indignant at Eliphaz his son, and at his men that were with him, because they had not put Jacob to death. And they answered and said unto Esau, Because Jacob supplicated us in this matter not to slay him, our pity was excited toward him. And we took all belonging to him, and brought it unto thee. And Esau took all the silver and gold which Eliphaz had taken from Jacob, and he put them by in his house. At that time, when Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob, and had commanded him, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife from amongst the daughters of Canaan, and that the daughters of Canaan were bad in the sight of Isaac and Rebekah. Then he went to the house of Ishmael his uncle, and in addition to his older wives, he took Machlath, the daughter of Ishmael, the sister of Nebaioth, for a wife. Chapter 30. And Jacob went forth, continuing his road to Haran, and he came as far as Mount Moriah, and he tarried there all night near the city of Luz. And the Lord appeared there unto Jacob on that night, and he said unto him, I am the Lord God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac thy father. The land upon which thou liest I will give unto thee and thy seed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee wherever thou goest, and I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and I will cause all thine enemies to fall before thee. And when they shall make war with thee, they shall not prevail over thee, and I will bring thee again unto this land with joy, with children, and with great riches. And Jacob awoke from his sleep, and he rejoiced greatly at the vision which he had seen, and he called the name of that place Bethel. And Jacob rose up from that place quite rejoiced, and when he walked, his feet felt light to him for joy. And he went from there to the land of the children of the east, and he returned to Haran, and he sat by the shepherd's well. And he there found some men going from Haran to feed their flocks. And Jacob made inquiries of them, and they said, We are from Haran. And he said unto them, Do you know Laban, the son of Nahor? And they said, We know him, and behold, his daughter Rachel is coming along to feed her father's flock. Whilst he was yet speaking with them, Rachel, the daughter of Laban, came to feed her father's sheep, for she was a shepherdess. And when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, he ran and kissed her, and lifted up his voice and wept. And Jacob told Rachel that he was the son of Rebekah, her father's sister. And Rachel ran and told her father, and Jacob continued to cry, because he had nothing with him to bring to the house of Laban. And when Laban heard that his sister's son Jacob had come, he ran and kissed him, and embraced him, and brought him into the house, and gave him bread, and he ate. And Jacob related to Laban what his brother Esau had done to him, and what his son Eliphaz had done to him in the road. And Jacob resided in Laban's house for 1 month, and Jacob ate and drank in the house of Laban. And afterward Laban said unto Jacob, Tell me, what shall be thy wages? For how canst thou serve me for naught? And Laban had no sons, but only daughters, and his other wives and handmaids were still barren in those days. And these are the names of Laban's daughters, which his wife Adinah had borne unto him. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. And Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored, and Jacob loved her. And Jacob said unto Laban, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. And Laban consented to this, and Jacob served Laban 7 years for his daughter Rachel. And in the second year of Jacob's dwelling in Haran, that is, in the 79th year of the life of Jacob, in that year died Eber, the son of Shem. He was 464 years old at his death. And when Jacob heard that Eber was dead, he grieved exceedingly, and he lamented and mourned over him many days. And in the third year of Jacob's dwelling in Haran, Bozmah, the daughter of Ishmael, the wife of Esau, bare unto him a son, and Esau called his name Reuel. And in the fourth year of Jacob's residence in the house of Laban, the Lord visited Laban and remembered him on account of Jacob. And sons were born unto him, and his firstborn was Beor, his second was Aliv, and the third was Charash. And the Lord gave Laban riches and honor, sons and daughters, and the man increased greatly on account of Jacob. And Jacob in those days served Laban in all manner of work, in the house and in the field, and the blessing of the Lord was in all that belonged to Laban, in the house and in the field. And in the fifth year died Jehudith, the daughter of Beeri, the wife of Esau, in the land of Canaan. And she had no sons, but daughters only. And these are the names of her daughters which she bare to Esau. The name of the elder was Marzith, and the name of the younger was Puith. And when Jehudith died, Esau rose up and went to Seir to hunt in the field as usual. And Esau dwelt in the land of Seir for a long time. And in the sixth year Esau took for a wife, in addition to his other wives, Ahlibamah, the daughter of Zebeon the Hivite. And Esau brought her to the land of Canaan. And Ahlibamah conceived and bore unto Esau three sons, Jeush, Yaalan, and Korah. And in those days, in the land of Canaan, there was a quarrel between the herdsmen of Esau and the herdsmen of the inhabitants of the land of Canaan. For Esau's cattle and goods were too abundant for him to remain in the land of Canaan, in his father's house, and the land of Canaan could not bear him on account of his cattle. And when Esau saw that his quarreling increased with the inhabitants of the land of Canaan, he rose up and took his wives and his sons and his daughters and all belonging to him, and the cattle which he possessed, and all his property that he had acquired in the land of Canaan. And he went away from the inhabitants of the land to the land of Seir. And Esau and all belonging to him dwelt in the land of Seir. But from time to time Esau would go and see his father and mother in the land of Canaan. And Esau intermarried with the Horites, and he gave his daughters to the sons of Seir, the Horite. And he gave his elder daughter Marzith to Anah, the son of Zebeon, his wife's brother. And Puith gave to Azar, the son of Bilhan, the Horite. And Esau dwelt in the mountains, he and his children, and they were fruitful and multiplied.